Mark and Mercedes in the morning.
On Mix 94.1, today's best music mix.
He is making his first appearance on Mark and Mercedes in the morning, and he is a busy guy, too. A lot going on. Justin Timberlake is on the phone. Not sure what to use to open the interview. Sexy back right here. Just go on and on and on. Hey, Justin Timberlake, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
What a fabulous intro medley.
Intro the medley?
We've been preparing for this interview for so long, you have no idea. Thanks for calling in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
So you're in town. You've been in town here for a little while, it sounds like, and next week you are jammed. I mean, let's start with Wednesday and tell everybody what's going on Wednesday with the Justin Timberlake Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. It's a pro-am. It's a TPC Summerlin. Celebrities are out there. It's that starts Wednesday, correct?
Yeah, that's going to be on Wednesday. We got some. We're going to have a lot of the pros out play with some of the celebrities, which is always fun to watch. It's kind of fun to see people come out who are really good at one thing but really bad at golf. So I got some of my buddies, Josh Duhamel and George Lopez, and a bunch of people are coming out to play in the pro-am. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, what about you? The rumor is you've been around town here this week and brushing up on your golf game. Are you good? Do you drive for show and putt for dough?
I'm still working on all that. I've actually been driving around, brushing up on all the amenities, to make sure everyone comes out and has a good time. I was over at the course yesterday and was checking everything out. It's going to be really cool setup and a lot of fun for everybody. So.
I don't know if this was yesterday or the day before, but one of our spies called. This is how crazy it's been with Justin.
You guys actually have spies?
We do.
Yeah,
we
they
do.
Wear like these long trench coats and they have glasses on and hats. Mm-hmm. They're dressed like spies.
They have like a Sherlock Holmes hat. And a
one of our spies completing the Sherlock Holmes hat had you spotted and you were playing and it was a banana peel and they were out to get a Justin Timberlake banana peel. You had just had a banana, and you tossed said peel somewhere, and they were trying to get this thing, and I don't know if it was going to be on eBay or what, but the search for the Justin Timberlake banana peel was on. I'm not making it up either. Do you remember eating a banana the other day playing golf?
I think I ate an apple.
It's like,
I gotta tell you, that's just weird.
It is weird.
Does that freak you out, the way people just get so obsessed with you and try to collect your water bottles or a towel that you dry your sweat off with? I got to imagine part of you feels flattered, but the other part of you might be a little creeped out.
I got to tell you, if that's happening, then I don't know about it. I mean, my interaction with people who come up and you know, want an autograph or a picture, like my music or saw the film that I did. I mean, it's pretty relaxed. So if that's happening, then I'll just freak out about it after this interview.
You should go freak out, I'm telling you. Speaking of your acting, I wanted to tell you, I recently saw a movie that you did, and my gosh, I had no idea that you could act. It was Alpha Dog, and you did a really great job in that movie.
Nice. Thanks.
Do you have more acting projects coming up?
I do. I'm developing some. It's an interesting. It's sort of an interesting time since the strike in Hollywood. And I know there's not a lot of people outside of the city who sort of understand it. Even most of us who are kind of like indirectly involved with it don't understand it as well. but you know, I think the town is just kind of getting back to normal and starting to get up and running, and obviously I think the economy has something to do with everything right now. So but yeah, I have some projects that I'm working on. It's tough to find good material. I gotta be honest with you, it's tough to find good material.
What's the worst role you've been offered? Like playing some clown or
Oh, I don't know.
A spy with a Sherlock Holmes
hat. Yeah, that's the one.
Getting banana peels on golf courses. Yeah. Hey, speaking of movies, in The Love Guru, is it true, not to put you on the spot or make you feel uncomfortable, but your package is so huge it had to be digitally altered?
I just don't know how I feel about a grown man asking me.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to take that question, and you're not taking it. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it out. Did they have to reduce that thing because it's just so unbelievably big? Is that true?
Due to litigations, I'm really not able to. No, I'm just kidding. That's the biggest load of crap I think I've ever heard.
Oh, are you serious?
I am serious.
But you know, if they're going to start a rumor about you, that's a good one to have.
It's a good
one.
Right? It's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one.
I've heard that rumor before you. As a matter of fact, we just gave away tickets to see Natasha Bedingfield, and she was on our show once. She made a comment. We said, what celebrity does she have a crush on? And she mentioned your name. And she said, I like to call him Justin Trouser Snake. Did you know that they call you Trouser Snake because of your big package?
Moving on.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I mean, at least you guys take me out to dinner before we have this conversation. Yeah,
right? Can we ask one more kind of personal question? It's not with the package area, but is it true that you were working with Madonna, you felt kind of sick one day, and she gave you a B12 shot right in your butt?
That was true. That is true. Yes, that was true. That is true.
Did you feel violated, or were you oddly fascinated?
I am extremely fond of Madonna. We had a blast working in the studio, and it was a pretty surreal experience. I did have a moment where I was like, oh my God, Madonna's giving me a shot in my butt.
That's pretty surreal. Cool. Huh? You know what? There is a. I also want to mention that there is so many things happening with you next week, and it just starts with the golf tournament on Wednesday. We've got to talk about this concert Friday, Planet Hollywood Resorts Theater for the Performing Arts, Friday night, 1 week from tonight. You have run down the list as far. It's Justin Timberlake and quote unquote friends. Talk about some of the friends that will be performing at Planet Hollywood.
Man. I don't have the list in front of me, but I mean. We got a really crazy good lineup. Let's see. I know that we got Leona Lewis, amazing, amazing singer.
You have Rihanna.
Rihanna, 50 Cent, Will.i.am.
Adam Levine.
I think Adam Levine's gonna come. I'm sure we'll have some younger fans in the crowd. So the Jonas Brothers are coming, I mean, it's going to be a really cool lineup. I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve. I got a surprise guest who I'm a huge fan of that I would consider a legend who's going to be there. So I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be a really cool format for a show. Actually, one of my artists that I signed off of YouTube, Esme Denters, is going to be there. It's going to be a really, really cool lineup.
That is huge, and it's all to benefit, again, the Shriners Hospitals for Children. And for those that really aren't aware, talk a little bit about the Shriners Hospitals for Children and why this is something you're so passionate about.
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, they're a hospital that specializes in children with special needs. I recently, our ambassador this year, her name is Katie, and she's... She basically has a replacement leg that through the Shriners Hospital. She's, you know, the first time I ever met this girl, she went out and played golf with me and like kept up with me and she did it with a replacement leg and it's just kind of amazing to see someone that young who's sort of able to keep living her life the way we all of us who are more fortunate and. Get to do and so you see things like that and you realize the effect of how many kids they've helped and I've always loved to be involved with philanthropy but specifically with children, so this was something really big for me to be able to do. I'm really happy to do it. We're gonna be here for the, you know, every time this year for the next 5 years at least. So
wow.
I'm really happy to be a part of this and it feels good to be able to do something to give back.
Good for you. And we've thrown out a lot of information here, so and these are, I mean, everything here you can take part in. The golf tournament, you can be there. There's a special area called the Hill where you can check it out, the 16th,
right,
and 17th and 18th hole. So we're going to have all this information up on our website today at markandmercedes.com, and we'll keep recapping it. But last but not least, before we let you run, are you also taking part in the Barack Obama rally next week?
I am.
Saturday, actually, right?
It is.
So so if you want to see Justin Timberlake, he's going to be out there, and we have that info, too, on our website. You really set a good example for young Hollywood, and just the things that you do are really amazing. It's cool to talk to you and see that you're really down to earth and you really care about the community and just the country in general. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Oh, that's nice. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I'm happy to do it. I feel so like really lucky to be in my position, because I feel like it could have been anyone. So I'm happy to sort of be involved with things that I feel like make a difference. So.
Well, we can just a little warning as you're in town, just beware of our spies because they're out there, okay?
Okay, I'll look for the pipe.
Thank you.
The pipe will be a dead giveaway.
Justin Timberlake. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Next, 94.1.